What does true piety, being in awe of God, look like? For sure, not this. Magical thinking, adultery, swearing falsely, cheating your workers, and mistreating the widow, orphan, and stranger, anyone who's vulnerable. If that's you, watch out in this week's special Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol from the prophet Malachi. Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Surely the offering of Judah and Jerusalem shall be pleasing to Adonai as in the days of yore and in the years of old. But first, I will step forward to contend against you, and I will act as a relentless accuser against those who have no fear of me, who practice sorcery, who commit adultery, who swear falsely, who cheat laborers of their hire, and who subvert the cause of the widow, orphan, and stranger, said Adonai Tzevaot. For I am Adonai. I have not changed, and you are the children of Jacob. You have not ceased to be. From the very days of your fathers, you have turned away from my laws and have not observed them. Turn back to me, and I will turn back to you, said Adonai Tzevaot. But you ask, how shall we turn back? Ought man to defraud God? Yet you are defrauding me. And you ask, how have we been defrauding you? In tithe and contribution, you are suffering under a curse. Yet you go on defrauding me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, and let there be food in my house, and thus put me to the test, said Adonai Tzevaot. I will surely open the floodgates of the sky for you and pour down blessings on you, and I will banish the locusts from you so that they will not destroy the yield of your soil, and your vines in the field shall no longer miscarry, said Adonai Tzevaot. And all the nations shall account you happy, for you shall be the most desired of lands, said Adonai Tzevaot. You have spoken hard words against me, said Adonai, but you ask, what have we been saying among ourselves against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. What have we gained by keeping God's charge and walking in abject awe of Adonai Tzevaot? And so we account the arrogant happy, and they have indeed done evil and endured. They have indeed dared God and escaped. In this vein have those who revere Adonai been talking to one another. But Adonai has heard and noted it, and a scroll of remembrance has been written at God's behest concerning those who revere Adonai and esteem the divine name. And on the day that I am preparing, said Adonai Tzevaot, they shall be my treasured possession. I will be tender toward them as a man is tender toward a son who ministers to him. And you shall come to see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between him who has served God and him who has not served God. For lo, that day is at hand, burning like an oven. All the arrogant and all the doers of evil shall be straw, and the day that is coming, said Adonai Tzevaot, shall burn them to ashes and leave of them neither stalk nor boughs. But for you, who revere my name, a son of victory shall rise to bring healing. You shall go forth and stamp like stall-fed calves, and you shall trample the wicked to a pulp, for they shall be dust beneath your feet on the day that I am preparing, said Adonai Tzevaot. Be mindful of the teaching of my servant Moses, whom I charged at Horeb with laws and rules for all Israel. Lo, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the coming of the awesome, fearful day of Adonai. He shall reconcile parents with children and children with their parents, so that when I come, I do not strike the whole land with utter destruction. Lo, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the coming of the awesome, fearful day of Adonai.
You've been listening to the voice of the prophet from the Block Coker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.